Hello.
Hey, Colby, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey, what's going on? Give me a cell. Let me open the file. let's see. We have to get information on Chapter 3. Did you read the comment in the end?
I did. And that's where I was kind of like having a little bit of a hard time understanding. I know that they went over and fixed some grammatical things.
Mm-hmm.
Still some grammatical things that need to be updated.
Mm-hmm.
But let's find it. Let's see. Okay. Like you'll see chapter 3, page 3, you'll mm-hmm. see it says it won't have been as good, as bad, versus it should say it wouldn't have been as bad.
Chapter 3, paragraph?
Chapter 3, page 3.
Uh-huh.
Should have been chapter 3. Let me see. What is it?
Which para?
It should have been like the first one. It was saying that it was like it won't have been as bad. But it should say it wouldn't have. Let's see.
Trying to find it.
I thought it was that one. I wrote it to the side. Maybe it was chapter 2. Yeah, here we go. So it's chapter 2, page 3. Let's see. 1, 2, 3.
Chapter 2, page 3.
It won't have been a problem, but it should say it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah. No, wait, let me read it out. It won't have been a problem. Yeah. Yeah, there are a bit of grammatical mistakes, yeah.
So it's a few in here. I'm still going over it, but we can talk about chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
The phone has to have the And so, like, also, like, with Amanda, like, she kind of offered versus me asking for help. I guess, we can change it to, like, kind of, like, I guess, offering guidance. And
mm-hmm.
she suggested me also going to school. She said to, basically, I can come stay with her so I wouldn't have to, you know, worry about those type of things, such as, like, you know, staying with my mom, and she had more room anyway, so that's when she offered me to come stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, try to get on my feet and just start somewhere.
I see. And what was like? What was the conversation between you and your friend when, you know?
I'm sorry.
What was the conversation between you and your cousin? It's the cousin, right?
Like I said, she offered. You know, she thought me going to school would be like a really good idea. You know, she fully supported me. She wanted to help me out by, like I said, giving me a place to stay. That way I wouldn't have to worry about that while I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just basically being a big sister I've never had.
And what was your relationship with her before all of this?
We were always good. Like, we always run to each other for, like, advice on things. Just to put things in perspective and kind of like a down-to-earth agreement. And, I mean, we got along pretty well.
I see.
She's like one of the only ones I know in my family that has a master's degree.
Oh, wow.
So, like, yeah.
That's nice.
So, like, she definitely supported me going to school.
Mm-hmm. But what was the conversation? Like, you're saying all of this, but do you remember the conversation? So, the dialogue?
I told her that... I called her and told her, like, well, she called me and was like, hey, I heard you coming home. And I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, how I'm going to do this or what I'm going to do. And I mentioned that I was thinking about going back to school, but I didn't want to go to the local college. And I ended up going to a different community college around the way.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained to me like the processes and things that I should expect for going through the process. And then I was like, okay, so. So she helped me like register. She basically was like, okay, she was like, well, if you need a place to stay, you know, you can always stay here, you know, right, since you're going to be in school until you can, you know, so I can figure some things out and sort some things out on my end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was there for like 2 weeks in which we had to move once again. She ended up moving because she had gotten another job out of the city, and so she had to go to another city, and I had to stay back in Bakestown, in which after we helped move her, and like those 2 weeks later, I had another cousin offer his place to me and said, you know, just come stay with him. You know, just not to worry about, like, you know, paying for rent and stuff like that. You know, same thing, just trying to help me, just trying to help me and see me through, getting through school, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, that's when I had gotten in touch with one of my older best friends, and then we started dating and was continuing school through her house, and went through like this whole whirlwind. I don't know if you want to jump too far ahead.
Hmm.
Or is there something that you might want to, like, possibly focus on in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. And what about, like, once you joined school, how did you work? Like, what kind of jobs were you doing?
So when I first started school, So when I joined school, I had also gotten a job for the city working at a water park.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked somewhere else. And I can't remember the other place. I had two jobs. I can't quite remember the other one at the time. But I was working two jobs, still, like, you know, kind of barely, like, making it. But some, you know, did my first class in summer school. It was like 2 weeks before my 23rd birthday, actually. And ended up like almost wanting to quit school because of my philosophy teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Of like how difficult he made the class. And then I got through his class and just like by the skin of my teeth, I got through his class. And then I went to start my second, or not to that class, the same semester. I had speech and philosophy the same semester. I told my speech teacher, I was like, if it wasn't for her, I would have dropped out of college because it wasn't enjoyable. I didn't have, like, my first experience was not enjoyable. And I was like, you know, kind of like, what did I get myself into? And I was like, thinking about quitting, but I said my speech teacher made it seem like it would be worth it in the end.
I see.
So I stayed and kept continuing. I went to my second semester into biology, and ended up passing that class and then went into a regular semester.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I think me and my best friend, we started talking around that time, and then we started dating.
I see.
My old best friend from high school anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We started dating. Continued, and, you know, then we start having our problems. Just everything started falling apart. But I had to keep going to school, so I kept going.
Yeah.
Like she, like I said, we can get into details later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably like drifting off.
Mm-hmm. I see. Constant chapters and change anything. Promising for help. Okay. In between all of this, did you meet your mother? What was her perspective? What was your conversation with her during this time?
Yeah, I met my mother. She was just happy that I was home. She was, you know, I had been gone for about four years.
Mm-hmm.
So she was happy that I was home, and I was home for good. And, you know, she was just happy that I didn't give up and that I was continuing on with my life. I mean, she didn't know that I had got separated. She still don't know to this day. I never like really told anybody about the incident that like happened in the military, but she was happy that I was home. She wasn't going to be, you know, she wasn't as worried about me anymore because I was nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew I was, you know, I was taking care of my business. Like I was going to school, I was going to work, I was just and coming back, and I was making, you know, I was making like the dean's list. I was handling my business the whole time I was there. I was, you know, joining different honor societies. Joined different honor societies. I became, you know, joined the student government. Different clubs. I got into kickboxing at one point at school. Like, I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing.
That's amazing. That's good. I think you have enough information for Chapter 3 to be continued at this time.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
And if you need anything throughout the week, whenever some of that stuff, like I said, me and my friend, we went through some things. She, like, I remember my first, so my first, one of our first encounters is, we were hanging with, well, no, not that one. Like, I mentioned that one. I'll wait till we go further on into the story.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. So once we, I guess we'll see where Chapter 3 goes, and then we'll get more depth into it. If we need to or not.
I see.
I was going to say that because I had some legal troubles in between,
mm-hmm.
and some, you know, she had a death in her family in between, and it was a mess. In between, I'm still trying to, you know, go to school and everything.
Yeah. By the way, one important thing.
We can get further in debt if we need that. Mm-hmm.
One important thing, whenever explaining things, try to
mm-hmm.
produce some sort of chronological order, so whenever the writer hears it out, they have an idea of how the time flow is for all the conversations and all the patterns that are there.
Okay. So, you want to, so like,
not for this
like,
one,
no,
I will go moving forward once we go.
Okay.
Okay. Currently, we have enough information to complete Chapter 3. Once we move on from there, I'll give you a call or, you know, ask you more questions, and we'll continue on the way we've been doing it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Any questions you have at this time, Colby?
None at this time.
Perfect. I have my phone back online now, by the way, so you can give me a text or call on that as well, whenever you want.
Okay.
So let me know when we can have a conversation. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
I'll be ready again next
week. Perfect. I'll drop.
All
I'm
right.
Probably going to give you another delivery next week, so we'll work from there. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. You too.
Bye.